Just a few announcements before we start. First of all, there will be no Bible study Wednesday evening. Please remember the blessing box, especially at this time of year. We have so many families in our community that are struggling, and this is just a little something that we can do to help them. We do need donations for that at any point in time. Pecans are here. If you have already ordered some, you can pick those up. If not, please call Wanda at the church office as you can. The pastor has also been in contact with Kingston United Methodist Church, and there is a Methodist group who is going to be adopting families in our area, and they have given us some names, our church some names from the Rockwood community. Sam plans to, if at all possible, do an angel tree in our narthex by next Sunday, if at all possible. But he said if you're interested in helping one of these families and you don't want to wait that long, to call him and he will give you the names. He has the number of people in the family. He has sizes. He has ages. Everything that we need to purchase gifts for those families. Do we have any other announcements at this time? Then let's prepare our hearts to worship our Lord. I'd like to ask Nancy Cox to come forward to light our Advent calendar.
Advent season is an invitation to set your mind off of the stresses of the year. We can take our focus off of the crazy hustle and bustle that can be associated with Christmas season that often threatens to produce more hassle than delight. Advent is a chance to focus our thoughts on the gift God has given us in His Son Jesus, who stepped down from heaven and took the form of man so we might believe. The tradition for the first Sunday of Advent includes lighting of the candle of hope. This candle of hope symbolizes promises delivered through the prophets from God, as well as the hope we have in Christ. God crafted a great rescue plan that he lays out in Scripture. This plan foretells years in advance the arrival of Christ. The Bible also gives us a glimpse of the future and promises that God will come down to create a new heaven and earth. The first Sunday of Advent, we read, pray, and reflect on the hope God's plan gives us, foretold by the prophets and fulfilled by the life and death of Christ. And we meditate on the promise of Christ's coming, glory-filled return.
As you are able, please stand for our first hymn. We'll sing the first and last verse of Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. Remain standing for our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father, Maker. Born of the Virgin Mary, subject to Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascendeth into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall judge the quick. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. We want at this time to bring our prayer request to our church family. You get old, you got to wear glasses. First thing, of course, on our list, we want to remember our pastor and his family. We pray that their test results will be negative and that they will be fine. This is kind of a bad time for any of us. We've got several prayer requests that are on our bulletin that we have normally. We've got Alice and Arville McNally and Larry as well, because Larry's having to deal with everything that's going on with their family, of course. Miss Arlene, Mary Ann, who is in the nursing home, who is in assisted living now at Jamestown, and is doing much better there. And we want to continue to remember her and Alan, Sharon's mother. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sharon. We'll definitely remember her. Miss Wanda goes Tuesday, finally, to figure out what they're going to do about her knee. She is in an awful lot of pain. So let's continue to lift her up in our prayers. Please continue to remember Julia McCoy's family, as we've lost Julia last week. I would like to ask you to keep a couple of my friends in prayer. Mark and Teresa Isham lost their 26-year-old niece this week to COVID. So I'd like for you to remember that family. Alan Owens asked me to ask you all to pray for Gay and Donnie Mays. Donnie is someone that he was in the National Guard with. His wife has COVID and things are not looking good. So he's asked for prayers for healing first, and if healing is not in God's plan, that you all help pray that he will make the right decisions for his wife. Do we have any other prayer requests at this time? Yes, Keith. Okay. If you all didn't hear that, Keith's granddaughter's husband had tested positive for COVID, and he said that there's no way to quarantine him in the house that they're in, away from the rest of the family, so to continue to pray for the family. Christy, you had something? Okay. Christy has a student who's lost her father the day after Thanksgiving, so remember that family as well. Any others? All right, if you'll join with me, please, in prayer for these requests. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to first thank you for all the blessings of life that we do have. We thank you for what this week has meant to us. We thank you that even though there are troubles and there are trials, we know that you're always there for each one of us, Lord. And that, more than anything, we can be thankful for at this time. Lord, we lift these prayer requests up to you. We pray that your will be done in each life. Give them strength, give them courage, give them hope, even in the darkest hours. Lord Jesus, we lift our church up to you. We just pray that you will help us to continue to love each other and continue to serve you, even in these crazy, crazy times that we are facing right now. Just be with us, Lord. Walk with us each step of the way. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. At this time, we want to remind you that we have a basket in the narthex. We have a basket here for our offerings. If you want to give your tithes or offerings today before you leave, there is, of course, you can do it online. We always have that posted. Oh, sorry, guys. We always have that posted. If you can catch somebody here right this week, I don't know that you're going to be able to catch anybody with Wanda going to the doctor and, of course, Sam being in quarantine. I don't think there will be very many people here. The mailbox, what in the world am I doing? The mailbox is secured. There is a slot. You can slide it into the mailbox. Wanda tries to check that at least once a day, if not every other day, or checks it every other day, if not every day. I'll get it out. So don't hesitate to put your offering or your tithe in there. I know she will appreciate that. At this time, I'm going to ask Dave Dinsmore if he will stand and do the prayer blessing for our offering. Remain standing as we sing our second hymn, "Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming," again first and last. Sit back now and enjoy the music that Clayton and Elena have prepared for us. Thank you. Please hear the word of our Lord. This is Isaiah 52, 7 through 15. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Our prayer is that you have been blessed by our small service that we have this morning. In Christ's love, I wish you peace, I wish you joy, and I wish you comfort and safety this week. Go in Christ.